In this bulletin, critics warn that banning protests will not curb anti-Semitism. The U.S. strikes IS targets in Syria. And in football, Manchester United coach Ruben Amorim says he's unaffected by the protests of a star player's brother. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Assam Al-Ghad. Critics warn that banning protests will not curb anti-Semitism as the New South Wales government prepares sweeping new powers in response to the Bondi Beach terrorist attack. Under the snap measures, the police commissioner could suspend the protest authorization system after a terrorism incident, with orders lasting 2 weeks and potentially renewed for up to 3 months, either in specific areas or across the state. The laws are expected to be fast-tracked through a special sitting of Parliament next week, but civil liberties groups say they will almost certainly challenge them in court. NSW Council for Civil Liberties President Tim Roberts argues the proposals grant the commissioner excessively broad powers. The ANZ Bank is projecting Christmas spending will inject an extra $5 billion into the economy over the next 2 weeks. The bank says it's a welcome uplift for businesses across the nation. That comes as a survey of 1,000 Australians for comparison site Finder has found $9.4 billion will be spent on Christmas gifts nationwide, and Australians are planning to spend more on gifts, food, dining out, and travel this festive season. Finder says it's a sign consumer confidence is creeping back after much concern about the cost of living. The latest cache of documents from the U.S. Justice Department's files about the late financier and sex offender Jeffrey Epstein have been released, and there's scant mention of U.S. President Donald Trump. There are several photos of former U.S. President Bill Clinton, as well as rock star Mick Jagger. In one photo, Mr. Clinton is shown in a swimming pool with Mr. Epstein's former associate Ghislaine Maxwell and an unknown person. In another, he's in a hot tub, and in a third, he's on a chair with a young woman whose face is redacted, putting her arm around his shoulder. Mr. Clinton, like President Trump, has always denied any knowledge of Epstein's crimes. More documents will be released in the next 2 weeks. The U.S. military has launched airstrikes against dozens of IS targets across central Syria. The strikes are in retaliation for a deadly attack last weekend on U.S. personnel in Syria by a suspected IS member. Two U.S. soldiers and a civilian translator were killed in that attack, and three other U.S. soldiers were wounded. Authorities in India's capital, Delhi, have resorted to new measures to try and combat severe air pollution. Water sprinklers have been installed on light poles in parts of the city to offer residents relief. Air quality in Delhi is often poor at this time of year due to the cold and dense winter air trapping emissions from vehicles, construction sites, and crop burning in neighboring states. The air quality index in the Delhi region, home to around 30 million people, has been over 450 in the last few days, which puts it in the severe category, exposing residents to severe respiratory risks, says an elderly resident of Delhi. He says he's encouraged by the new measures.
I had come to the income tax office, that's why I wore my mask as precaution. I do have a cough, old age is a reason. However, after seeing the water sprinklers installed here, I was surprised. It's a good thing that the government is at least trying.
In football, Manchester United coach Ruben Amorim says midfielder Kobbie Mainoo won't be punished for a T-shirt his half-brother wore to the club's last match, criticizing Amorim's decision not to have him in the starting lineup. Jordan Mainoo-Hames wore a T-shirt reading Free Kobbie Mainoo during Manchester United's 4-all draw with Bournemouth on Tuesday. The 20-year-old midfielder hasn't started a game for the club this season, making only appearances off the bench. Heading into this weekend's match against Aston Villa, Amorim says he's got a thick skin when it comes to criticism, and Mainoo will continue to be picked or not picked on merit.
He's going to play if we feel that he's the right guy to play. So that is not an issue. I'm here for a year. He's not new. So we have to deal with that. But I'm not going to do something to Kobbie because someone on his family is doing something.
With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib.